The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Do you know what? Every story about Belfast starts like this. But not this one. Hey! This is Nisha and me. And we found our calling, giving the middle finger to the Brits.
This is an Irish interpreter.
I'm not.
Do you speak Irish?
Aye.
That'll do.
Why don't you just speak the Queen's English?
Speak English.
Lower Gaelic.
Gach fuckle Gaelic a lorature.
Shepilder, skater, or some
searching. Like I discovered the Beatles. If the Beatles were sh.
You speak Irish, but you don't understand the language.
No, Tom Agfono, because of yous.
All right, that's a taster from the movie Kneecap, which goes nationwide this very day. I'm joined by Kneecap in studio, Machara, or Liam O'Gohany, by Mowgli Bapp, or Nisha O'Caroline, and by DJ Provy, or JJ O'Doherty. Good morning and welcome.
Where's the anonymity gone now, anyway?
How's it going, everybody?
I watched the movie last night. I really, really enjoyed it. Hard to describe it. It's kind of... a mixture of all sorts of genres. It's Oscailge, but it's also subtitled. It is going to be Ireland's entry for the international category in the Oscars.
Yep.
And it is going to spread the Irish language right across the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. We went to America there and we won the Sundance Award. And one of the things that we noticed from doing the film in America that it travelled internationally, and a lot of the people from indigenous cultures around the world are now actually looking into respectively at their own cultures and learning their own languages and delving back into their own people. And that's probably one of the best things that's come out of the film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did the film come about? Because, you know, chicken and egg, there was Kneecap, the band, the group,
the chicken,
and then Kneecap, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So how did one become the other?
So we started in like 2018 as a band, and Rich Papiot from England, God help him. Not his fault that he's from England, but he came to one of our gigs and he was trying to contact us for like 6 months to try and do a movie, this idea of the movie, and we ignored him for 6 months because we're very skeptical of English people trying to profit off Irish labour once again.
No, he wasn't entirely unfamiliar with West Belfast
that was his food in. Eventually we gave him an ear to listen to, and he bought us a few pints of Guinness.
Beamish,
and that was the way to our heart, and that's when we started this in 2019. Started writing the scripts, and then now we're
okay. Here. So it was actually relatively shortly after the band was formed,
that
the movie began its journey.
Short enough after, and he came to one of the gigs in the limelight, and then basically we met up with him and realized that he was actually serious about it, and it wasn't just this like throwaway comment he made about making a film, that he was actually up for it.
And he wrote the script.
We co-created it, and like we sat down with him and just overloaded cards.
Now it is bilingual, fundamentally in Irish, but bilingual because some of the characters do not have cúpla focal.
No, unfortunately,
they're the worst characters.
I think that it kind of represents the way people are in Ireland, and you know, and not everybody speaks Irish in Ireland, of course. But the movie represents just the way things are these days. I think more people are interested in the language these days.
We wanted it to be realistic. We didn't want it just 100% as Gaelic. Do you know what I mean? Where you walk into the shop and just everybody speaks Irish. We want it to be realistic. So anytime there's scenes of us, as we do in real life, we'll talk, we'll speak in Irish. But like, obviously, if I'm talking to a loyalist in the film, they're going to be speaking the Queen's tongue.
Yeah, there's a great scene early in the movie where you are under arrest. And you are endeavouring to persuade your interrogator that you cannot understand the Queen's English?
It's the rights that you're afforded in the South. I could drive 40 minutes to Dundalk and they would have to provide an Irish translator on the spot, but for some reason, up until 2022, it was not recognised as an official language up north. So it was a good resistance technique.
Mm-hmm. Now, the point of the movie, it seems to be a biopic, really, about NECAP, but it cannot be entirely true. So how loosely is it based on your own creation?
So some of the matter stories are true, is what we say. The start of the movie, which is the christening, which is a British Army helicopter hovered over my christening.
Is that true?
That's a true story, yeah.
I was christened on a mass rock in a forest, in the Colinglen Forest.
Because I thought that was absolutely the fantasy element of it.
It was the first baptism at that mass rock in 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the priests on the run would have celebrated mass on the congregation.
Exactly. Yeah, during the
And you were christened at a mass rock.
I was christened there, and I think the British Army thought there was something very suspect, but a lot of Irish speakers in a forest, and they thought they've uncovered themselves in sort of IRA training camp.
It was more sinister. It was a priest in a forest with a child.
In those days, we didn't have those kind of suspicions.
Yeah, back then.
So but swept under the rug. Michael, off to the next parish.
Michael Fassbender is your dad. He's a younger version of the older one we see in the movie, but he gives the finger to the chopper. Anyway, don't give too many spoilers.
No.
Because I have to stress, this is a very funny movie.
Good. Well, we tried.
I mean, as well as having a serious story arc, and there is. It's a funny movie. Now, one of the character I'm looking at now, DJ Provy with the tricolour balaclava.
Face for radio.
Is that element of the story, were you a school teacher?
I was working in the school, yeah. I was doing that for 8-9 years. And my students started coming to the gigs. I was teaching A-levels at the time. So.
But were you a closet rapper at the time?
I'm coming up. We were doing music. And whenever we started doing this, obviously the school didn't know. And I was working in a Catholic grammar school in a convent. So these two lifestyles don't go hand in hand usually. So bringing disrepute onto the school, obviously... Eventually, word got out.
And there's an incident in the school, which we won't go into, but it kind of brings things to a head.
Go in there, yeah. Pat.
The students started rapping our lyrics on the corridors, and people started asking me questions, and they delved into all our videos and found out that I was the mass member, and eventually had to walk a plank.
Yeah, they checked all the stuff online to find out if he was actually DJ Provy or not, and it was the photo of his bare arse that gave it away.
Yeah, one of the allegations was...
Is that not fantasy? That's a true scene.
That's all true.
See it in the end clip. Bum. You can actually see my actual bum with the words Brits and out written on either buttock, as they put it in the allegations.
The nuns were over the moon about this, you can imagine.
They wouldn't recognise this arse anywhere.
Mooning over the moon.
Hey, that's why they pay him the big bucks.
Sex... Drugs.
No thanks. It's too early for me, Pat.
It's morning time.
No, it is, it's somewhat explicit. I have to warn people who might be a bit faint-hearted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a sex, drugs and rap and roll, I suppose.
Hey.
And it really is a helter-skelter of activity. It's enjoyable from start to finish. But if you are faint-hearted about language, if you're faint-hearted maybe about sexual scenes...
Go on, see Despicable Me 4.
Yeah, I mean, did you enjoy it? I could tell you were acting.
Thanks. Well, that's a sign of a bad actor then, isn't it?
I was going to ask you about, you all took acting lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we a guy called Kieran Lagan, this absolute gentleman. We used to do it once a week, these acting classes for a couple of months. So it was a lot of these exercises to get you present, because if you're in your head, you're dead.
Yeah,
as he used to say.
Yeah.
So we used to do all these like wee things, like stare into each other's eyes for a few minutes and all. That was a nightmare.
It was lovely.
Because when I saw you guys, and I of course knew that you were part of NECAP, but then JJ is featured as this teacher in the early scenes, and I'm thinking, that's got to be an actor.
Oh,
that's not a rapper. That's an actor.
I didn't see it.
I'm blushing under the balaclava here, Patrick.
No, because there are quite dramatic scenes that you have to carry off.
Yeah, but this is the role we were born to play, as we say.
Yep.
But we're just delving into our own experiences and like reliving them. which was traumatic on set, but it was beautiful for screen.
Traumatic. Having to get up at 7:30 on a Monday.
Getting your breakfast handed to you.
Oh, first world problems.
Having to leave your job.
You mentioned Sundance, and since that time you've been back to the United States. Saw a video of you guys on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yep.
Did he understand what you were singing? Did he have any clue?
No, I don't think he understood us when we were speaking English. Yeah.
No, we've had actually a lot of people saying that they want the whole film subtitled, even the bits in English as well. Yeah. So I'm not surprised. Listen, we're not here for Jimmy Fallon anyway.
Yeah. But you've taken off in America.
Yeah. I mean, the Americans are easily pleased, I think. but obviously it's nice, obviously, that especially when it's such a niche sort of market that we're doing. I mean, it wasn't a great business plan to do music in Irish.
Rap as well.
I mean. Exactly. Couldn't have made it harder on ourselves, actually.
I mean, this is the very antithesis of The Banshees of Inisherin as a movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to Ackle here in a few days.
But it's everything that movie is not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like everybody has this idea of what the Irish language is, that it's like pure innocent and we're all just talking about grammar and playing
dancing
the fiddle
and bowls of stew.
Dancing around bowls of stew.
I'm going to try and get a transcript of the script because I don't know how to curse in Irish.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not inviting you to do it now.
Listen, if you buy a few pints, we'll teach you.
This text came in from Kieran and Meath. A long time ago in my youth, I was apprehended by Cork Gardaí for public disorder. In my wisdom, I refused to speak to them in English when brought to the station. After a short time in a cell, I was introduced to another lovely Garda, Porik from Mungueltacht. Game over. I sobered up very quickly.
Porik just spoiled the party.
Porik. Why would... I know, shame. For what died the sons of Roisin? How dare you become a guard, Porik? What are you thinking?
I mentioned that politicians disapproved. I mean, there was some argument about you getting funding from Film Northern Ireland. State money going
Northern
into...
Northern Ireland? Never heard of it.
Narnia?
I said Northern Ireland, not North of Ireland, which you distinguish.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
I ain't got
I should have said North of Ireland.
I agree.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I agree.
These semantic
Sorry to call you out your own show there, but
I called out myself. I note that Gerry Adams makes a couple of appearances. One is an extraordinary cameo. Have you had his reaction to his cameo?
He came there two nights ago. It was very surreal to watch a movie with Gerry Adams where he's my head turns into Gerry Adams after I give the boys myself ketamine instead of cocaine by accident. I don't know if anyone listening has ever taken ketamine instead of cocaine. It's very different.
Yeah. Can you say it this time of the morning?
You've just said it, but I mean...
Well, no, this is fictional now. It's in the movie.
Of course.
Yeah, it's fake cocaine.
You know, it's like Robert De Niro, Scarface.
By the way, the piece of the trailer we played where you said, you know, most movies about Belfast begin with this and there's an explosion and it's kind of sets you back in your seat.
Yep.
But the last few days in Belfast have not been edifying.
No,
it's not very representative of our community up there. That people are out there treating these people who are coming from other countries. We have a very short memory if we're going to forget that we were treated the same way when we went to England and all around the world and stuff. And people coming over here for refuge and people coming over here just for a better life deserve a lot better than these right wing fascists coming out. And
like, these people are coming from poverty, and it's okay to be angry. I feel like they should be angry. In Dublin and in Belfast, they should be angry at the state.
But they should stay off Facebook.
But they should just stop going down them YouTube rabbit holes.
What did you guys make of the tricolour being shared with the
Israeli
Union
flag?
Jack?
No, that was a load of boys from Dublin, actually. A load of ones from Dublin come up. I feel like they're burning out shops and like businesses that are actually paying tax and contributing to society. These people are the opposite.
It shows you how confused they are. Yeah, I mean, when they have the two completely... antithesis ideas of what's happening.
Like when there was trouble and people in the north looking to help, we didn't see anybody from Dublin.
I was going to say that.
Coming up north with flags.
I was going to say that. The only time people were willing to go up north was whenever COVID, whenever the pubs opened up north that weren't open in Dublin. There was a 30-year war going on there, like we never seen anybody.
Actually, it's funny that I went up to the north of Ireland more often during the Troubles than I ever did since
then. You went up during the Troubles?
Yeah. I was reporting on things, you know.
Live on the edge, Pat.
Dark tourism.
Anyway,
never mind the movie, says a texter. Where can we see the lads perform next?
Letterkenny
on the 15th.
Electric Picnic on the 17th.
If anybody's in Leeds.
Then we'll be doing Vicar Street 29th, 30th, 31st of October.
We're doing a Halloween night in Vicar Street.
We'll dress up. And then INEC in November.
Clarny.
And then Cork.
SSE Arena in Belfast. Everywhere, basically, in December.
You'll be sick. Listen, there's no excuse.
I presume there's a kneecap. I presume it's .ie, not
.co.uk. It is .ie, Pat. You're getting it. You're getting it.
.North Ireland.
All right, lads, thank you very much. The collective members of Kneecap, Mochara Limo Hani, Mowgli Bap, Nisha O'Caroline, and DJ Provy, JJ O'Doherty, Goramina Mahagur.
Goramina Mahagur.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.